Welcome to this series on worship.
Sumping dina seri penyembahan.
This particular session is our responsibility as worshipers.
Kesistimewa ieu perkawis tanggung waler urang salaku penyembahan.
We're going to discover what the Christian's appropriate response to the Lord should be in praise and worship.
Urang bade kenging naon tanggapan anu leres urang Kristen ka Pangeran dina pujian sareng penyembahan.
My name is Lamar Boschman.
I'm Abdi Lamar Boschman.
And in my travels, I have seen so many believers that are hungry to encounter the Lord in worship.
Dina perjalanan Abdi ningal sakitu seueurna orang percaya anu hoyong patepang sareng Gusti.
But we all have some of the same questions.
Tapi sadayana gaduh sabaraha patarosan anu sami.
For example, how are we to behave ourselves during worship?
Umpamina, kumaha sikap orang salami nyembah?
What should our attitude be toward God?
Kumaha sakedana sikap urang ka Allah?
What is our responsibility as worshipers before our Creator?
Naon tanggung jawab urang salaku penyembah di payun pencipta urang?
Some of us do not realize that God expects certain behavior from us during worship.
Sababaraha di antawis urang teu sadar yen Allah mika hoyong urang waktos nyembah.
Is it okay to be non-responsive in public worship?
Ingin teu umpamin teu masian tanggapan di payunan penyembahan jemaat?
If we are to be responsive, what should our response be?
Pami urang ngabadongan saharusna respon urang sapertos naon?
I want to lay some fundamental principles in this session.
Abdi bade ngawulang sabeberapa prinsip penting dina sesi ieu.
First of all, our worship is for Christ's pleasure.
Tukahiji, penyembahan urang nyaeta kanggo nyenangkeun Kristus.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
2 Korintus pasal 5 ayat ke 8.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
2 Korintus pasal 5 ayat ke 8.
Says therefore also we have as our ambition whether at home or absent to be pleasing to him.
Diunggelna. Kusabab eta boh di dieu boh di ditu angin sumejat tumut kana pangersana.
We're to please the Lord in all that we do.
Urang hoyong nyenangkeun Gusti dina paripolah urang.
So in praise and worship, we're to magnify and bless Him.
Dina dina pujian sareng penyembahan, urang ngagungkeun sareng ngaberkahan mantena.
Verse 15 says,
ayat 15 nyarioskeun,
He died for all that they who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
Kupus ngan ketosan manusia kusabab eta anu salamet teh hirupna teh ulah ngan kapentingan diri sorangan bae tetapi kudu pikeun ngabakti ka mantena aranya rebus teh tapi geus gugat pikeun kaslametan kabeh manusia.
This speaks about our life before God, but at the same time it involves our worship.
Ieu nyarioskeun perkawis hirup di payun Allah tapi dina waktos anu sami ieu ngalibatkeun penyembahan urang.
Our worship should be focused toward Him and for Him.
Penyembahan urang kedana jantan fokus ka mantena sareng kanggo mantena.
Another fundamental principle is that it's our responsibility to respond to Him.
Prinsip penting anu sanes nyaeta mangrupikeun tanggung jawab urang kanggo masihkeun respon ka mantena.
If the Lord means something to us, then it's necessary for us to respond to Him in worship.
Umpami Gusti penting kanggo urang. Urang aris permantana dina penyembahan.
Some of us are non-responsive in our worship.
Berarti antawis urang temasian respon dina penyembahan urang.
The leaders lead us and we just sit there.
Para pemimpin urang mimpin urang sareng urang ngan niuk bae.
That would be like my wife coming up to me and saying, "Do you love me?"
Sapertos pun bojo nyakatana punyerios, naha anjeun bokoh ka abdi.
And if I did not respond to her, that would insult her.
Umpami abdi teu masang respon ka anjeuna, ieu bakal ngahina anjeuna.
I would say, of course I love you, and I would describe my love to her.
Abdi bade nyaros tangtos abdi bogoh ka anjeun. Sareng bakal ngajelaskeun perkawis bogohna.
Sometimes in our worship, the Lord asks us, "Do you love me?"
Kadang-kadang dina penyembahan urang, Gusti naros ka urang, naha aranjeun nyaaka kami?
Oh God, I'm really tired today.
Dan Gusti abdi capek pisan.
My back hurts.
Tanggung abdi nyeri.
Could we talk about this later?
Biasan teu urang nyeros engke bae.
That mocks him.
Ieu ngahina anjeuna.
He died for us.
Anjeuna pupus kanggo urang.
Then we should worship him.
Sabaraha urang nyembah anjeuna.
It's our responsibility to respond.
Eta tanggung jawab urang kanggo masihkan respon.
And it's required.
Sareng ieu anu dipikahyong.
Worship is also relational.
Nyembahan uga aya patalina sareng hubungan.
That's why it needs a response.
Ya sababna kunaon ia ngabutuhkeun respon.
You see, it's not conveying information. Worship is interactive.
Terek ningali ia teu isi berita, penyembahan sifatna timbal balik.
We commune with him, we communicate with him.
Urang bersekutu sareng anjeunna, urang hubungan sareng anjeunna.
Worship, action and attitude are essential.
Penyembahan, tindakan, sareng sikap urang eta teh penting.
Worship is not a preference.
Penyembahan sana siti pilihan, resep atanapi henteu.
If we love him, we'll worship him.
Kami urang mikanya ka anjeunna, urang nyembah ka mantenna.
Worship is not an option for two reasons.
Penyembahan sana siti pilihan kumargi dua alasan.
He created us as his creatures and therefore we must worship him.
Anjeunna nyiptakeun urang salaku ciptaanna, kukituna urang kedah nyembah anjeunna.
He died for us as our savior, therefore he merits our worship.
Anjeunna pupus janten juru selamat urang, kumargi ta anjeunna layak nampi penyembahan urang.
So those are very fundamental principles when we consider worship.
Janten ieu mangrupikeun prinsip-prinsip penting waktos urang mikirkeun kanggo penyembahan.
But there's another aspect about worship that I want to bring out today.
Tapi aya aspek sanes perkawis penyembahan anu bakal ku abdi.
And that's the aspect of intimate communion and worship with God.
Ieu mangrupikeun aspek persekutuan anu akrab penyembahan sareng Allah.
This is an area of worship that's usually lacking around the world.
Ieu mangrupikeun hiji widang dina penyembahan anu biasana kirang diperhatikeun.
We can praise loudly, we can shout and play instrument.
Orang tiasa muji ku sora tarik. Orang biasa ngegorowok, sareng nggunakan musik.
We can play songs and we can preach sermons.
Orang biasa ngamainkan lagu, sareng tiasa ngadugikan khotbah.
But do we take time to draw near to the Lord in intimate praise and worship?
Orang perlu ngaluangkan waktu kanggo nyaketan ka Gusti dina pupujian sareng penyembahan anu akrab.
Singing spontaneously and individually our worship.
Ngawi secara spontan sareng secara pribadi dina penyembahan urang.
Allowing each believer to sing to the Lord their own song.
Nanti setiap orang percaya ngawihkeun lagu marana sorangan ka Gusti.
In our private times, spending more devotion and intimacy with him.
Dina waktu saat teduh pribadi orang langkung ngalenyepan sareng akrab sareng mantena.
You see, a worshipper has a holy passion for Jesus.
Sareng ningali salah sawios penyembah gaduh gairah anu suci kanggo Yesus.
And intimacy is a result.
Sareng hasilna eta kaakraban.
With God, it is the first priority.
Allah jadi prioritas anu utama kangge urang.
There must be intimacy in our lives before there is ministry.
Da aya kaakraban dina hirup urang satajan aya pelayanan.
If we're drawn to him in worship, then we can run with him in ministry.
Kangge urang nyaketan ka mantena dina penyembahan urang tiasa lompat ka anjeunan dina pelayanan.
But we cannot evangelize or teach or witness without much impact prior to worship.
Urang teu tiasa nginjilan tetapi ngawulang kesaksian henteu dipengaruhan ku penyembahan urang langkung ti payun.
So many of us want to serve God.
Dari antawis orang bade ngalayanan Gusti.
And we're zealous to serve the Lord.
Orang fanatik kanggo ngalayanan Gusti Yesus.
And we rush out to do things for God.
Sareng orang enggal-enggal ngalakukeun kanggo Allah.
But how much more impact would we have?
Tapi sabara ageng pengaruh anu orang gaduh.
If before we went to serve him.
Kami orang sataacarana ngalayanan anjeunna.
We'd go to the secret place.
Orang angkat ke tempat rahasia.
And get along with God.
Nyalira sareng Allah.
In worship and communion.
Dina penyembahan sareng persekutuan.
And let the Lord deal with our spirit.
Urang nyanggakeun ka Gusti ngatasi roh urang.
That our spirit would be like his.
Sugih roh urang bakal mirip sareng roh anjeunna.
And that he would give us direction.
Anjeunna bakal masihan pituduh.
And he would prioritize our actions and our plans.
Anjeunna bakal mentingkeun kalakuan sareng rencana urang.
And then in that secret place, He'd empower us with His presence.
Pelajaran di tempat rahasia eta anjeunna bakal minuhan urang ku hadiratna.
And then when we go out to witness for Him.
Pelajaran waktu urang angkat kaluar kanggo nyaksikeun anjeunna.
We go out to preach for Him.
Urang angkat kaluar kanggo khotbah kanggo mantenna.
Sing for Him.
Muji kanggo anjeunna.
And witness for Him.
Nyaksikeun kanggo anjeunna.
Then God's presence comes and confirms by our spirit.
Salajengna hadirat Allah lungsur sareng neguhkeun roh urang.
Because there's the power of the Spirit flowing through us.
Kumargi aya kawasa roh anu ngalir ngalangkan urang.
Because we first spent time with Him.
Awitan urang ngalangkungan waktu sareng mantenna.
Our attitude is different.
Sikap urang beda.
There's a greater sensitivity in our spirits.
Aya kepekaan anu langkung ageung dina roh urang.
To what the Lord wants.
Naon anu Gusti dipakahoyong.
Now think of the example in the Gospel of Luke.
Mutkata mendak abdi contoh dina Injil Lukas.
Chapter 10.
Pasal 10.
Verse 38.
Ayat 38.
Luke 10, 38 to 42.
Lukas pasal 10 ayat 38 dugi ka ayat 42.
There's some interesting things here.
Aya sababaraha hal anu narik di dieu.
Now as they were traveling along, Jesus entered a certain village and a woman named Martha welcomed Him into her home.
Di satengahing perjalanan Yesus sareng murid-muridna anjok ka hiji desa ditampi ku hiji wanita ngaranna Maria.
And she had a sister called Mary who moreover was listening to the Lord's words seated at His feet.
Martha kadudulur hiji ngaranna Maryam, Maryam geus diuk emok deket kana sampean jungjunan.
But Martha was distracted with all her preparations and she came up to Him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.
Ari Martha paktik persediaan, geus kitu Martha unjukkan ka anjeunna pokna. Junjunan, beda diantep bae, eta pun dulur ngenah-ngenah, ari abdi repot. Tiwarang mantuan atuh.
But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things.
Tapi kujungjunan diwaler Martha, Martha, tekudu salempang bading ngarepot marane sagala rupa.
But only a few things are necessary, really only one. For Mary has chosen the good part which shall not be taken away from her.
Ya nu perlu teh turutan. Maria manggeus milih anu utama tur moal ucul deui ti dirina.
Now, Mary and Martha lived in Bethany when this took place.
And then waktu sia kajantenan, Maria jeung Martha aya di Betania.
They lived with their brother Lazarus.
Aranya cicing di dulurna lalaki nyaeta Lazarus.
And they provided for Jesus the nearest thing to a home.
Sareng aranjeunna sakeluarga caket sareng Yesus.
Martha was the oldest of the family and ran the household.
Martha teh anu pangkolotna dina eta keluarga jeung ngurus rumah tangga.
She was practical and very much down to earth.
Anjeunna praktis sareng sederhana pisan.
Now Mary was one who a few days after her brother Lazarus anointed Jesus' feet.
Maryam nyaeta jelema anu sababaraha poe saatna Lazarus digugahkeun ngaminyakan sampean Yesus.
With expensive ointment and wiped them with her hair.
Ku parfum anu mahal sareng ngusap ku buukna.
Jesus was in the third year of His ministry.
Di taun anu katilu pelayanan Yesus.
It was a great year of opposition.
Di taun anu seueur perlawanan.
And he was 2 miles from Jerusalem.
Anjeunna aya 2 mil tebihna ti Yerusalem.
And in 6 months he would be killed.
Dina waktu genep sasih anjeunna bade ditelasan.
When this story takes place.
Waktu sarisan ieu kejantenan.
Now we can learn some interesting things about intimacy with God here.
Ayeuna urang tiasa diajar sabaraha hal anu narik perkawis kaakrapan sareng Allah.
First of all, intimacy is more important than our work and our serving.
Kahiji kaakrapan langkung penting dibatan padamelan sareng pelayanan urang.
The Bible says that Mary chose that which was better.
Kitab suci nyereskeun yen Maria milih bagian anu langkung sae.
Martha was busy with activity in serving.
Martha sibuk ku aktivitas ngalayanan.
But Mary was worshiping.
Tapi Maria ngalakukeun penyembahan.
Jesus considered serving him to be a distraction from worshiping him.
Yesus nimbang-nimbang yen ngalayani anjeunna tiasa ngajauhkeun jalma ti nyembah.
You see, business and activity are enemies to intimacy.
Bisnis sareng aktivitas nyaeta musuh kaakraban.
Intimacy is a choice you have to make.
Hubungan raket nyaeta hiji pikiran anu kedah saderek
lakukeun. You don't drift into intimacy.
Saderek ngan saukur ngiring kana hubungan anu raket.
You have to work at it.
Saderek kedah ngusahakeun.
If you're busy in your lifestyle, you need to work at getting along with God.
Umpama saderek sibuk ku gaya hirup saderek, saderek peryogi ngusahakeun kanggo nyalira sareng Allah.
Mary and Martha were from the same family, from the same background.
Maria sareng Martha kawitna ti keluarga anu sami.
But Mary made a choice to draw near.
Tapi Maria milih kanggo caket.
I could just see how all this happened.
Abi tiasa ningal kumaha sadaya kajantenanan.
Mary or Martha rather invites Jesus into her home.
Martha ngulam Yesus lebet ka bumina.
Come on, Jesus, come into our home.
Angga Yesus sumping karo rompok abdi.
Yes, you have a seat.
Angga mangga cali.
And would you like a hot drink?
Ah, Gusti kersa ngaleut cai panas.
Or something cool.
Atana pi anu tiis.
And she dinner will be ready in a moment.
Lamangi sakadap deui.
And she's so proud she's going to make a gift for Jesus.
Anja saketu atohana bade nyiapkeun tuangan kanggo Yesus.
She's going to prepare a meal.
Anja bade ngawitan nyiapkeun tuangan.
Oh, she's going to bless Jesus.
Oh, anja bade ngaberkahan Yesus.
And she's busy serving.
Anja sibuk ngalayanan.
Now Mary, the sweetheart, sits there at Jesus' feet.
Ayeuna Maria kadada Gusti calik caket sampean anana.
And listens to every word.
Terngadangukeun dauhan Gusti.
And they're communicating with their eyes.
Terang marahna hubunganku.
And with their words.
Pecariosanana.
But Martha is fussing.
Martha repot pisan.
Oh, we gotta get this and this and I better run down to the market.
Urang kudu measer heula itu ieu ka pasar heula.
We have to get this ready so that Jesus will be really happy.
Ieu kada nyiapkeun ieu dugi ka kamana.
And really pleased with me.
Kada kamana resresku Yesus.
He'll think I'm a great server.
Martha kada imuten yen abdi bade ga anu hebat.
And it dawns on her.
Sareng ajas pisan.
I'm doing this all by myself.
Dan anjeunna kedah midamel sadaya ku nyalira.
And so she goes in and talks to Jesus.
Martha lebet sareng nyarios ka Yesus.
Jesus.
Yesus.
She rebukes him.
Martha ngabentak.
Do you not care that I am doing this all alone?
Hanta peduli abdi kedah didamel nyalira.
Now the nerve of the woman.
Martha teh lancang.
To tell Jesus to boss him around and tell him to send Mary in to help.
Atos na Martha teh bosna Yesus sareng miwarang Maria ngabantuan.
Mary or Martha rather was upset.
Martha bingung.
You see, people who lack intimacy have a complaining spirit.
Sareng tingali yen jalma anu teu raket sareng Allah kaduh roh resep ku kulutus.
Lord, don't you care?
Gusti hanteu kawatos ka abdi.
Now, how many of you know Jesus does care about you?
Sabar seuri antawis saderek anu terang yen Yesus merhatikeun ka saderek.
People that lack intimacy have no reverence for authority.
Jalmi anu henteu akrab teu gaduh kahormatan kanggo ngagaduhan otoritas.
She rebuked the Lord.
Martha ngabentak Yesus.
I mean, if you invited me into your house,
tetapi umpamis derek ulam abdi ka bumi,
and then rebuked me,
ajeng ngabentak abdi,
I'd wonder if you really wanted me to be there.
Binaros naha leres saderek ulam abdi.
And she did that to Jesus.
Martha ngalakeun eta ka Yesus.
Those who don't spend time with Jesus have a selfish spirit.
Maranehna anu henteu ngagunakeun waktu sareng Yesus bakal gaduh roh mentingkeun diri sorangan.
My sister left me to do all the work.
Abdi antep abdi ngalakukeun pagawean sorangan.
Oh, poor Martha.
Oh, Martha anu malang.
You see, when we spend time with Jesus, we die to ourselves.
Waktu sorang ngaluangkeun waktu sareng Yesus, urang bakal nyangkal diri sorangan.
It changes our spirits and our attitude.
Yang ngarubah roh-roh urang jeung sikap urang.
Those who lack intimacy with Jesus will be demanding.
Maranehna anu teu akrab sareng Yesus bakal nungtut.
Tell her, tell her.
Piwarang anjeuna, piwarang anjeuna.
Martha made a demand on Jesus.
Martha nungtut ka Yesus.
Those who don't know how to commune with Jesus intimately.
Maranehna teu terang kumaha ngahiji jeung Yesus secara akrab.
We'll concentrate on things instead of relationships.
Pada merhatikan karena kesibukan tibatan karena hubungan.
Look at the difference between Mary and Martha.
Bedana antara Maria sareng Martha.
Martha's interested in cooking a meal. That's a thing.
Martha hoyong masak tuangan. Ye hiji kasibukan.
It'll only last for a few minutes and then be gone.
Ye mualami ngan sebeberapa menit atos.
Mary was interested in relationship.
Maria mentingkan hubungan.
That lasts a lifetime.
Lumangsung saumur hidup.
And with Jesus it lasts forever.
Sareng Yesus salalamina.
And people who lack intimacy are subject to emotional highs and lows.
Jalmi anu teu akrab bakal teu stabil emosina.
One minute they're saying, "Come here, Jesus, and sit down."
Maranehna nyarios mangga kalebet mangga kacali.
And the next moment they're rebuking their guest.
Beberapa menit salajengna tamuna dibentak.
It's important that we understand intimacy.
Ya penting yen urang terang perkawis hubungan anu akrab.
Because when you're intimate with God, it'll chase away anxiety.
Waktu sadar raket sareng Allah bakal ngusir kasalempangan.
If you're concerned about and worried about things in your life,
umpami sadar salempang, sareng sedih perkawis hirup saderek.
Don't. The worst you can do is fret about it.
Perkawis anu awon anu saderek lakukan nyaeta ribut.
The best you could do is run to the secret place.
Perkawis anu pangsaena anu saderek tiasa lakukan nyaeta lompat ka tempat
rahasia. And shut yourself in with Jesus.
Ngunci maneh di lebet sareng Yesus.
And communicate with Him.
Hubungan sareng anjeuna.
And let and cast your cares upon Him.
Nyanggahkeun masalah-masalah sareng ka mantena.
And let Him chase away your worriedness.
Sareng nyanggahkeun ka mantena ngusir tepi-tepi kasalempang sadere.
And when you come out of the secret place,
waktu sadere dugi ka tempat rahasia,
you feel encouraged.
Sadere ngaraos dikiatkeun.
You feel happier and have more faith for the situation.
Ngaraos langkung bakja sareng langkung iman dina mayunan situasi.
Spending time with Jesus brings peace and rest.
Gunakan waktu sareng Yesus nyandak damai sareng rereuh.
Three things that will develop intimacy with God.
Tilu hal anu bade ngembangkeun hubungan anu akrab sareng Allah.
Number one,
Mukahiji.
Closeness to God.
Mukahiji nyaeta caket sareng Allah.
Mary was in the proximity of Jesus.
Maria caket sareng Yesus.
She was very possibly kneeling in front of Him.
Kemungkinan Maria sujud di payudara Yesus.
Being near the Lord develops intimacy with Him.
Dekat sareng Yesus ngembangkan hubungan nu raket sareng anjeuna.
Spend time and draw near to Him in prayer and praise.
Nggunakeun waktu sareng caket ka anjeuna dina doa sareng pujian.
Concentration on Him develops intimacy.
Musatkeun perhatian ka anjeuna ngembangkeun keakraban.
Focusing on Him.
Fokus ka anjeuna.
And also communicating with Him.
Komunikasi sareng anjeuna.
You notice when you have an offense against a brother or sister?
Ratuskeun waktos diserang ku saderek nu sanes.
There's a wall that's between you.
Jadi tembok di antawis saderek sareng maranehna.
And that wall isn't penetrated until you sit down and talk.
Tembok eta teu tiasa ditembus dugi ka saderek calik sareng nyarios.
And listen, and then communicate, and then listen and communicate.
Ngadangukeun, salajengna komunikasi, teras ngadangukeun, sareng komunikasi.
And then when you're listening, you understand their point of view.
Waktu sadayak nuju ngadangukeun, ngartos non sudut pandanganana.
When they listen, they understand yours.
Waktu samareng ngadangukeun, ngartos pamendak saderek.
And then your spirit softens and you ask them to forgive.
Lajengna roh saderek janten lembut. Sareng nyuhunkeun maranehna ngahampura saderek.
But if you didn't communicate, it would never been resolved.
Tapi mami sadek untuk komunikasi ia mual pernah dipulihkan.
That's like the Lord.
Tu oge sarang Gusti.
Communicating is a key to sensing His nearness.
Komunikasi nyata kunci kanggo ngaraoskeun karaketan sareng anjeunna.
Mary was listening to Jesus.
Maria nuju ngadangukeun Yesus.
And Jesus was listening to Mary.
Sareng Yesus nuju ngadangukeun Maria.
And that builds relationship.
Ia ngawangun hubungan.
Now I believe that God desires wholehearted worship.
Yen abi percanten yen Allah hoyong penyembahan sepenuh hati.
You see, after we've praised and celebrated the Lord, it's important we learn to be still with Him.
Katosna orang muji sareng ngarayakeun Gusti nya eta penting pisan yen urang diajar cicing sareng anjeunna.
Both are important.
Kaduanana penting.
When you sing those soft songs, let your spirit communicate to the Lord.
Waktu saderek ngawihkan lagu lembut, sawios roh saderek komunikasi sareng Gusti.
When you sing those spontaneous songs to the Lord, learn what it is to be still before the Lord and kneel before Him.
Waktu saderek secara spontan ngawihkan Gusti diajar kumaha kanggo cicing di payun Gusti, sujud di payunan Gusti.
Maybe prostrate yourself before Him.
Ya sawki saderek nyuuh di payunan Gusti.
You don't have to talk all the time.
Saderek tegadah.
You don't have to do all the singing. Let the voice of Jesus be heard singing to you. In prophetic songs. He may say into your spirit, don't worry, my child. I will be with you. Cast your cares upon me.
Anggahkan kahariwang aranjen kakani.
And you'll just hear that in your inner man.
Sadarek bakal ngadenge dina batin sadarek.
You know the Lord is singing to you.
Sadarek bakal terang yen Gusti nuju ngawih kang sadarek.
Or the Lord may move upon a brother or sister and they would prophesy out loud.
Sadarek Gusti gerak ka salah saurang sadarek maranehna bakal nubuat kusoratari.
Be encouraged, O man of God.
Masing kuat jal manus suci.
The Lord shall arise upon thee.
Kusi datang ke anjen.
Be bold and be strong.
Masing wanian jeng kuat.
And you'll be encouraged.
Anjen bakal dikuat.
But if you talk all the time and sing all the time, how can He speak to you?
Tapi umpama saderek teras-terasan nyarios jeng ngawih, kumaha anjen nyarios kaseterek.
To allow times of quietness when the Lord could speak.
Tapi was waktu anu simpe, Gusti anu nyarios.
Now that's, I believe, one of the most important parts of our worship, this intimacy.
Adi percantan salah sahiji bagian penting dina penyembahan nyata dalit.
But another aspect of how we're to be respond to God is with wholeheartedness.
Tapi aspek sanes nyata terang kumaha ngarespon ka Allah ku sagemblengna hate.
I believe God wants us to be fervent in our praise and worship.
Adi percantan yang Allah mika hoyong urang leres-leres dina pujian sareng penyembahan.
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Mangga urang buka 2 Korintus pasal 5.
It's the scripture that we started with.
Kita dawuhan Gusti urang ngawitan ti
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13 and 14.
2 Korintus pasal 5 ayat 13 dugi ka 14.
Now, I know this speaks of it speaks of a lifestyle before the Lord.
Anjeunna harus perkawis siji gaya hirup di payunan Allah.
But let's look at it in the area of worship.
Urang tinggal dina bidang penyembahan.
If we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it's for you.
Bami api sok sanepi ka siga anu leungit akal waras teu aya lain ngan pikeun kamulyan Allah sabalikna ka kepentingan aranjeun.
For the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
Kagengku asina Kristus abdi yakin yen geus aya hiji manusia anu pupus keur kapentingan sarerea anu kuduna pae.
Now what I want to point out is the verse 13. We are beside ourselves.
Yat yenekeunkeun ayat 13 umpami abdi teu ngawasaan diri.
If we are beside ourselves, it's for God.
Apin tengawasan diri hal ieu nyaeta dina ngalayanan Allah.
Now, in some cultures there's a term that we can be beside ourselves.
Dina sabeberapa budaya Aya hiji istilah yang orang tetiasa ngawasan diri.
Some cultures say you're out of your mind.
Beberapa budaya nyeroskeun sedek lingit akal waras.
You're a little crazy.
Sedek tiasa tewara.
Now when the Bible says that we seem to be a little crazy,
atas kitab suci nyeroskeun yeun urang jiga teu waras.
It is for God.
Eta dina ngalayanan Allah.
Now, I don't mean lunatic or be evil.
Dan maksud abdi sanes gelo atanapi jantan jahat.
Or act irresponsible.
Tanapi ngalakukeun tapi teu tanggung jawab.
Or to be wild.
Atanapi jantan liar.
I am talking about if it appears that we're a little radical in our worship.
Apa nyaros perkawis ieu muncul dugika urang saketik radikal dina penyembahan urang.
It's not for our brothers and sisters.
Ieu sanes kangge saderek.
It's for God.
Ieu kanggo Allah.
In America we say, well, if we be beside ourselves.
Di Amerika urang nyarios yeuh urang teu ngawasaan diri.
Hello Lamar, meet Lamar.
Lamar, boleh jumpa tepang.
Good to see you.
Bunga tepang sarang saderek.
If I appear to be out of my mind,
pami urang muncul di luar pikiran abdi.
It is for God.
Ia pikiran Allah.
But if I'm of a sound mind,
pami kadang ia pikiran abdi.
It is for you.
Ia kangge saderek.
That I may clearly communicate to you.
Juga bisa secara jelas komunikasi sarang saderek.
Now this is not a license for all kinds of foolishness.
Dan ia sana siji izin kanggo ngalakukeun sadaya kabodohan.
But it does tell us that there's a time that we can be radical praisers to the Lord.
Ieu masih antarang ka urang yen aya waktuna urang tiasa jantan jalmi anu muji Allah secara radikal.
Wholehearted and intense.
Pagembleungna jeung sumanget.
God wants us to be that way.
Allah meka hoyong urang seperti
itu. In our praise.
Dina pujian
urang. If you don't believe me, just keep listening.
Umami sadek teu percaya, dangukeun ieu.
Now, wholehearted worship is number one.
Penyembahan sapina hate nyaeta anu kahiji.
Extreme.
Extreme.
Mm-hmm. It is extreme.
Yo, extreme.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
Wahyu pasal 3, ayat 15, hingga 16.
It says, you are neither cold nor hot. Would that you be cold or hot, so because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Mana yang terpanas, tetiis, tapi hade mun tiis atau panas. Kusabab tetiis, terpanas, mana ku kami rek diburakan.
Now, cold or hot are extremes.
Tiis atau panas. Eta teh
now, this isn't talking about worship directly, but there's a principle here.
Yesanes nyaruskan perkawis penyembahan secara langsung, tapi aya hiji prinsip di dieu.
In our passion for Him, God wants us hot or cold.
Dina gairah ka mantena, alami ka hoyong ka urang panas atawa tiis.
He likes extremes.
Anjeunna resep anu ekstrim.
He wants us to be red hot for Him.
Anjeunna hoyong urang semangat kanggo mantena.
Passionate and wholehearted.
Gairah sareng sapinuh hate.
Remember the scripture says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Emudahuan anu nyaroskeun sabab agung Gusti sareng dipuji.
That's extreme.
Yeah, extreme.
It's not average is God.
Allah nu biasa-biasa.
And averagely to be praised.
Yang dipuji ku biasa-biasa bae.
What's this? Somebody die?
Nah, ya anu maut.
Run the flag all the way up the flagpole.
Ibarkeun bendera di luhur tiang sajajaran.
He's risen.
Anjeunna tos guga.
And give Him all your praise.
Masihkeun ka anjeunna sadaya pujian.
Be extreme.
Jadi ekstrim.
The Bible says, praise Him according to the abundance of His greatness.
Tetapi nyaroskeun puji anjeunna kumarki sakala kaperkasaanana.
If He's your average God,
Allah sedek anu biasa,
eh, you've seen one, you've seen them all,
sedek parantos ningali sapertos kitu saurna,
then you won't get too excited about it.
Sedek moal sumangat.
But if He's the God,
dimantena nyata Allah,
among the gods,
di antawis sadaya ilah-ilah,
the creator of heaven and earth,
menyiptakan langit jeung bumi,
then when you worship Him, you'll give Him your most.
Salajengna watas sadayak nyembah anjeunna sadayak bakal masian anu pangsaena.
All your heart.
Ku sapinuhna hate.
You'll bless and magnify Him with extremeness.
Sadayak bakal nyenangkeun sareng ngagungkeun anjeunna secara ekstrim.
Is there an extremity or a limit to your worship?
Hiji ekstrim atau napi hiji limit dina penyembahan?
Is there a point in your worship that you will not cross over?
Aha, ayah dina penyembahan anu sadarek tetiasa dilakukan?
When God says, "Love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength."
Terus nyarios, masingnya ke kami sakembangna hati, pikiran, jeng jiwa.
Wholehearted worship requires emotion.
Penyembahan sepenuh hati meriokikan emosi.
In Psalm 103 verse 1.
Dina Jabur pasal 103 ayat kahiji.
It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name."
Mulaki muliakeun pangeranku nyawa, muliakeun panjenengana nu maha suci kalawan saikhlas-ikhlas.
The word "bless" means affectionately, gratefully praise.
Puji hartosna kalayan mesra, pujian sareng rasa syukur.
With affection, with feeling.
Sareng mesra, sareng praosan.
And all that is deepest within me.
Dina lubuk hate anu jero.
Bless his name.
Mulyakeun panjenenganana.
That touches our emotions.
Ieu nyentuh emosi-emosi urang.
I believe God made us to express extreme emotion.
Abdi percantan Allah nyiptakeun urang kanggo nyatakeun emosi-emosi anu ekstrem.
If you were given $1 million, wouldn't you get kind of excited?
Umpama sadayak dipasihan $1 juta, nah sadayak tegadu sumangat.
Wouldn't you jump up and down?
Nah, henteu cicing.
When you get married, you go, "Look."
Urang sadayak nikah sadayak nyarios.
She said yes.
Anjeun nyarios nya.
And when you got saved, weren't you excited about what Jesus did in your life?
Waktu sadayak diselamatkeun naha henteu sumangat naon anu dilakukeun ku Yesus di mana hirup
sadayak. And when you bang your hand with a hammer,
sareng waktu pandangan sadayak ditakol ku palu,
isn't it painful?
Naha henteu karaos nyeri.
And don't you express extreme emotion?
Sareng naha henteu sadayak ngungkapkeun emosi anu ekstrim?
Well, God made you that way.
Allah nyiptakeun sadayak supados kitu.
Why would you act abnormal in Christian worship?
Kunaon sadayak bade ngalakukeun teu normal dina penyembahan Kristiani?
And act unhuman.
Sareng ngalakukeun anu henteu manusiawi.
No. God wants us to be the way we were created.
Alami ka hayang urang sapertos waktos diciptakeun.
To praise him with our emotion.
Kangge muji sareng emosi urang.
We're not to hold anything back in our worship.
Urang teu nahan dina penyembahan.
We're to be transparent and real.
Urang katingal sareng nyata.
You're having a tough time, just tell God.
Urang sadayak ngalaman susah, pasian terang ka Allah.
You know, the Bible says that he'll make us joyful in his house of prayer.
Alkitab nyaroskeun yeun anjeunna bakal ngadamel urang sukabunga di rumah doana.
Not sad.
Anu sedih.
And so morbid.
Sareng teu wajar.
No, the prophet Isaiah said, "I shall make you joyful in my house of prayer for all nations."
Tapi Isa nyarios dibereku kami kesenangan di imah doa kami sebab kami bakal disebut rumah doa segala bangsa.
God wants his people to celebrate him.
Alami ka hoyong umatna ngarayakeun
anjeunna. With emotion.
Ku emosi.
Also, wholehearted worship requires excitement.
Penyembahan sapinuh hate meriyogikeun sumanget.
It blesses me to travel the world and see different congregations praise God excitedly.
Abdi diberkahan waktos ngurulingan dunya ningali sabaraha kongregasi muji Allah sumanget.
Do you know that's how we're going to worship in heaven?
Sadayak terang yen sapertos kitu urang muji di hawarga.
With great excitement.
Kalian sumanget anu gede.
Let's look at Revelation 19.
Angga urang tinggal dina Wahyu pasal 18.
Revelation 19 verse 1 and 3.
Wahyu pasal 18 ayat 1 sareng 3.
After these things I heard as it were a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God."
Kesitu di sawarga aya sora ngageder, sora pupujian jalma loba pokna muji syukur ka Allah haturkeun ka mantena. Kawilujengan kamulyaan jeung kakawasaan.
And again the second time they said, "Hallelujah! and her smoke rises up forever and ever.
Teu anu kadua kalina maranehna nyarios, muji syukur ka Allah, nagarana geus dihuruku asepna mulek salawasna.
And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah.
24 sesepuh jeung makhluk anu opat nyarembah ka Allah anu linggih dina singgasana bari nyebut amin muji syukur ka Allah.
See in heaven they're exclaiming and declaring with excitement praise to God.
Sawarga maranehna nyerukeun sareng ngumumkeun kalayan sumanget puji ka Allah.
And God wants us to exclaim in our worship.
Ngalami hareup urang agorowak dina
panyembahan. Revelation chapter 5 verse 13.
Wahyu pasal 5 ayat 13.
Another picture of the worship in heaven.
Gambaran sanes perkawis penyembahan di sawarga.
Revelation 5:13.
Wahyu 5 ayat 13.
And I heard every created thing in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, in Hades and the place of departed spirits and on the sea and all that is in it, crying out together, to him who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be ascribed the blessing, the glory, the majesty, and the power and dominion forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities.
Itu deui makhluk-makhluk nu di sawarga, nu di bumi, nu di handapan bumi, jeung nu di laut, cindekna, sakabeh pengisi jagat raya, kabeh parupujian pokna, sanggakeun kamantana anu linggih di singgasana, jeung ka anak domba, puji jeung bakti kamulyaan jeung kakawasaan salalanggeungna.
And every created thing, every animal, every fish.
Setiap makhluk, setiap hewan, setiap lauk.
Every bird and every creature walking on the earth.
Manuk jeung setiap makhluk anu ngarayap di bumi.
John heard praising and glorifying God.
Yohanes ngadangu Allah dipuji sareng dimulyakeun.
Magnifying and blessing him.
Anjeunna diagungkeun sareng diberkahan.
How much more should we as Christians?
Saseueur saderek urang salaku urang Kristen muji anjeunna.
No lion's going to take my place.
Ane singa anu ngagantikeun tempat abdi.
Jesus didn't die for the birds and the animals.
Yesus teu pupus kanggo manuk-manuk jeung sasatoan.
Jesus died for you and me.
Yesus pupus kanggo saderek sadayana.
How much more should we praise him?
Saseueur urang muji anjeunna.
With excitement, exclaiming his glory.
Kalian sumangat nganyatakan kemuliaan anak.
And then next, worship requires effort.
Sarajana penyembahan ngabutuhkeun usaha.
To be wholehearted worshipers, it takes energy.
Kanggo janten para penyembah sapinuh hate, ia merlukeun energi.
The Bible says, "Come into his presence."
Kita suci nyariuskeun abus kahadiratna.
The Bible says, "Shout to him, all ye people."
Dorakan gumantana hai sakabeh jelma.
The Bible says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving."
Lebet kapanto gerbangna sareng ucapan syukur.
And his courts with praise.
Puruan anakku pupujian.
The Bible says, "Draw near to God."
Kitab nyaurkeun sing caket ka Allah.
And he will draw near to you.
Sareng anjeunna bade nyaketan ka anjeun.
All of that takes an effort.
Sadaya ieu meriogikeun usaha.
It takes time and it takes energy.
Ia perlu waktu sareng tenaga.
Because you see, the Lord hides himself.
Kumarki sareng ningali Gusti nyumbutkeun salirana.
So that those who really want relationship with him will draw close.
Bagi kanjana anu leres-leres hoyong caket sareng anjana dina hubungan.
And they'll seek him and find him.
Anjana bari milarian sareng pasti mendakan mantenan.
That's why the Bible says seek the Lord.
Ia markina kunaon Alkitab nyaroskeun pilarian Gusti.
While he could still be found.
Salima anjana kersa di tepangan.
And the onus is on us to find God.
Asasana pangan Gusti nyaeta tina diri urang.
To discover his presence.
Kanggo nepangan hadiratna.
To get into the secret place.
Kanggo lebet ka tempat rahasia.
To spend time with him.
Kanggo ngaluangkeun waktu sareng anjeunna.
And also being a wholehearted worship requires extravagance.
Oke janten penyembahan anu sapinuh manah mariyogikeun anu langkung.
The woman that came to Jesus with a very precious perfume.
Istri anu sumping ka Yesus sareng minyak sengit anu awis.
Poured it on his feet.
Ucurkeun minyak sengit eta ka sampianana.
And the disciple says,
saur muridna,
what's the matter with all this waste?
Kanggo naon boros kitu?
Why all this extravagance? And there's people that have told you, why get so excited? Why worship God so loudly and so expressively? What's the purpose of all this waste of time? And all this waste of energy. Let's just sit down. And what they're saying is it really necessary to get excited about Jesus?
And
Jesus rebuked them. And Jesus is rebuking folks that want to still worship today. I think of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. The crowds were excited. They saw Jesus coming. They took off their jackets. And they began to throw him on the streets. So that the hooves of a donkey could walk across them. Don't you think that's a little extravagant? Do you know where the hooves of a donkey have been? And they're cutting down vegetation. Yeah, Henry, this will work.
Mohon Henry, ia baris hasil.
And they're waving palm branches.
They're
cutting down the trees. The government's all upset. And they're throwing them on the ground. And waving them in the air. Don't you think that's a little extravagant? And the scribes and the Pharisees said, Jesus, do you hear what these are saying? Jesus is so cool. He says, yes. Like, is there a problem? And Jesus said, have you never read? What do scribes do for a living? They read and write the Word of God? Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, Jesus said, will be praised. And so Jesus rebuked them. And another gospel, he said, if these will be quiet, I'll get nature to praise it,
man.
And the rocks will cry out. And so God wants praise to spring forth from the nations. Out of your life. Out of your family. And out of your family of believers in your city. And God wants worship to spring forth. Wholehearted. With excitement. With extremeness. People making an effort. To encounter God. I want to pray for you now. Lord Jesus, I pray for these brothers and sisters. That by your Holy Spirit, you'd help their worship become wholehearted. Give us an increased fervor and passion for you. And help us get away into the secret place. And spend more time with you. Let every believer watching this video have an increased relationship in their life with you. And encounter you in a real way. In praise and worship. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.